Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
That's Madness and Our House. And we're playing Our House because we want to get in a housey frame of mind, because we're talking about House of Cambridge, a week-long festival hopefully running in May next year. And in the studio with me, I've got Ryan. Ryan, shout into a mic. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello, Maren. And Andrea.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, and Roz.
Hi.
Hi, nice to have you with us. So, Andrea, yes, fingers crossed, this is going to happen, is it?
Yeah, it's a very fingers crossed time for us. We're trying to launch the festival, as you say, in May next year, and we've just launched this week a crowdfunding campaign to help us get it off the ground. And in a nutshell, it's a feast of festivals in 1 week. So we've got lots of the existing festivals in Cambridge that do their own brilliant things elsewhere during the year, and we're wanting to showcase them for 1 week, and also other brilliant content from the city on Parker's Peace.
On Parker's Peace.
Yeah.
And in big tent.
It's a very special tent. It's called a Spiegel tent, and it's an antique Belgian performing tent, and it's so gorgeous. It's velvet, it's red, it's wooden. They use them on the South Bank at the Edinburgh Festival, I think the Norwich Festival too. It's got bags and bags of character, and it can actually hold quite a lot of people, up to 800.
So this is a big project. This is very ambitious.
It's massive. It is massive. And the kind of idea started in May this year, and I started speaking to festival directors like Roz, who's with us here. She's the founder of the Cambridge International Jazz Festival. So I started speaking to Roz and some of the other festivals and saying, look, you know, does this appeal? And it sort of got a bit bigger.
And Roz, it did appeal, obviously.
Oh, totally, because Manchester Jazz Festival also used the Spiegel tent, and I've always been very envious of that. And so when Andrea mentioned it, I thought that would be absolutely amazing. We'd love to join you on that one.
Well, it's nice because, as you say, you have all these festivals happening in Cambridge, and this is a way of bringing them all together.
Yeah, and so far we've got the Jazz Festival, the Comedy Festival, the Film Festival. We've got the Junctions involved, the two University Science and Ideas Festivals, the Cambridge Cocktail Weekend, and then we've got promoters and creators like Neon Moon and Green Mind Gigs, Independent Cambridge. You know, all of these guys, I think the thing is that we're all doing great stuff on our own, but actually when you put that all together, something really magic happens, and that's what we're trying to create. And that's why this magic space is perfect for it, because it is magic, and it's never been to the city before.
So paint a picture for me, because it's a lot to get your head around, isn't it?
Okay.
If I'm walking next May, I'm walking onto Parker's Peace, what will I see?
So you will see a fenced off, but beautifully fenced off, area, when that's going to be covered in art made by the local communities and words written by the local community, so it'll be quite inclusive in that sense. And if you go through into the area, there'll be a beautiful Spiegel tent, there'll be some food and drinks, there'll be hopefully a small busker stage, and there'll be a lot of very, very interesting people from all across the city taking part. And so that's our main site, but we're also going to be having fringe venues in some of the coffee shops and like venues hopefully like the Portland across town, so where people are already doing really cool stuff. And we're also, touch wood, hoping to get the Cambridge Union Society involved, because they've got a lovely building behind the Round Church. So main site, Parker's Peace, and it's going to have at least 3 shows a day, lots of children's stuff, lots of family stuff, music, comedy, magic, dance, plants, possibly art, storytelling, puppetry, theatre, really, really varied. And of course, it's the half term in May, which is when people are looking for things to do with their children, but also things to do in the evening.
So it sounds wonderful. What's the ethos behind it?
Ah, it's really... There are two ethoses. The first is that Cambridge is brilliant, and we should... We're better when we showcase it all together. It'll just be so much fun. And also we can get great stuff from outside coming in. But the second is that there's a really strong social heart. So at least 10 tickets for every event will be given out free to local organisations or charities that wouldn't normally get involved or be able to access that kind of event. And we're going to be setting up a youth board, so that hopefully we're going to work with about 10 young people who will get to curate one of the slots and hopefully manage a fringe venue as well. So it's also about, it's not just about 30s and above, it's got to get down to the teenagers and then and below that to the young children, and hopefully giving these teenagers great TV experience in the arts. So there's a big heart actually at the heart of it, and those two, I mean there's more I could tell you loads, but for now that probably gives you a bit of a sense of it.
And you're saying hopefully, so how close is this to becoming an actuality?
Well, it's a very expensive project, so we are looking to raise around £25,000 through crowdfunding, and we've got a page on the website Indiegogo, and we've got loads of perks and treats for people that might be able to support us, ranging from kind of eco gifts through to tickets at the festival through to the launch night event. And we really would love people from the community to help us fund this and get it off the ground. And we're also going to be talking to local sponsors, businesses, basically. So if anyone's listening, please, please get in touch.
And this is, I mean, you can't get more Cambridge-centric than this.
No, you can't. And, you know, Parker's Peace has got such a great history. I think Queen Victoria's coronation, there was a big feast on Parker's Peace, which I happened to have written a song about through the Cycle of Songs project for the Tour de France. And they had something like 15,000 people having a feast on Parker's Peace, and they organised it in 30 days. Now, if they can pull that off, we can pull this off.
And they didn't have social media.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, and talking of social media, you, as you say, you've got your Indiegogo page, and you've applied some music to the fundraising.
Yeah, I mean, we need to stand out. It's a busy world. Everyone's busy, so you've got to kind of grab attention. And I at the weekend, wrote some lyrics to Tis the Season to Be Jolly, and it went down rather well. And so we thought for you, for Cambridge 105 today, we'd do another Christmas track with some of our own words. And Roz is a fabulous jazz singer, so she's going to sing it, and Ryan is a fabulous jazz guitarist, he's going to play it, and I'm just going to sit here and grin.
That sounds great. No pressure, guys. So we're moving the microphone over to you. Yeah, well, lovely. Off you go.
House of Cambridge has a Spiegel tent. Coming soon to Parker's Peace. Jazz, comedy, film and art, mystery, and lush velvet cushion booths. Everybody knows that Cambridge is a gorgeous town. We're proud of what it has to say, but there could be more. With your help, we could launch a week-long festival in May. There will be bars, there will be food, there could be late-night comedy. That is quite rude. There should be laughs, there might be tears, and through it all, a delicious atmosphere. And so we're hoping we can bring to you, for kids from 1 to 92, a week of merriment that you'll never quite forget. Happy Cambridge to you. A week of merriment that you'll never quite forget. Happy Cambridge to you.
Well, lovely. Thank you very much. You were quite right, Andrew. Beautiful voice. Thank you very much, Ryan, as well. So if people want to support you, they need to go to Indiegogo.com.
Yes, that's right. And if you search for House of Cambridge on there, you'll find our campaign. I can give you the URL if that's useful. Or
how long is it? Is it one of those that goes on for miles?
It's very short. So go to Indiegogo.me/@/House of Cambridge.
Perfect. And is this going to be a free event, or will it be ticketed?
The middle day is going to be completely free. So we want everybody to be able to access the festival. So the middle day, the Wednesday, completely free. The rest will be ticketed. And it'll be all range of prices for kids up to adults. And there'll be some free events around the city as well.
This could make a real difference to the city, couldn't it? It'll really be buzzing during that week.
Wouldn't it be wonderful? I think so. And I think that, you know, Roz and the other festivals taking part also think so. And there's a bit of mischief to be had, a bit of fun to be had, and I think a bit of more Cambridge to be had.
So if people want to support you, they go to website. Do you want to just give it again?
Yep, so it's www.igg.me/@/House of Cambridge.
And as you say, there are scales in which people can donate.
From £10 up to the very, very top, if you're feeling very, very generous and fancy 60 people coming to do a private gig for you, we'll do that.
60 people coming to do what's not to like about that? Well, good luck with it.
Thanks,
you're going to be working flat out, aren't you?
Yeah, it's full on.
It's full. Well, good luck with it, Andrew. Nice to see you again. Look, keep us informed as to how it goes.
We will do. Thanks for having us on, Lee.